With Washington consumed by the impeachment hearings this week, something else on Capitol Hill went under the radar. Yesterday, the Senate confirmed 12 of President Trump's judicial nominees. And according to our next guest, the president has now appointed nearly one-fifth of all district court judges and more than a quarter of all appellate judges. Joining us to explain what's happening is Mark Joseph Stern. He covers courts and the law for Slate. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So can you explain why all of these judges were confirmed this week? Because it has to do with a deal that the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell reached with Democrats. Is that correct?
That's right. So Majority Leader McConnell knows that the Senate's going to shut down for an impeachment trial sometime soon, maybe January, maybe a little later. And he wants to confirm as many judges as possible. So he has been striking these deals with senators across the aisle, both Democrats and Republicans, to confirm packages of judges. So the way this works is you'll have a few conservative judges and a few sort of centrist judges who are acceptable to Democrats. And while the Democrats probably won't vote for the conservative judges, they will allow McConnell to bring all of these nominations to the floor as a package, effectively ensuring that all of them will be confirmed.
Okay, so Senate Republicans don't need 60 votes to get these judicial nominees through. We remember that Democratic Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid deployed the so-called nuclear option, getting rid of that 60-vote requirement during the Obama administration. Can you tell us more about how that rule change factors in here?
Sure, absolutely. So this was something Democrats did in 2013 that has come back to haunt them in many ways, because creating this now very low threshold, you only need a simple majority to begin debate and confirm a judge now, that is something Republicans have exploited. And many of these judges do not have support from any Democrats, or only a handful of Democrats. If the filibuster were still around, Democrats could probably block them, but they killed the filibuster and it remains gone. So one of the big reasons why McConnell has been able to push through so many judges is because that nuclear option was reached and they only need a simple majority to get these guys through.
Give us a sense of who these judges are in terms of their backgrounds.
So these judges are remarkably consistent in their backgrounds, both ideologically and in terms of education and club memberships and their work. Many, if not most of them, are members of the Conservative Federalist Society, a network of conservative and libertarian lawyers. Most of Trump's judges are white men. He has really gone in the other direction in terms of diversity from where Obama went. Obama's judges were very diverse. Trump's are mostly just heterosexual white men. And most of them have pretty standard backgrounds, either working in state attorney general's offices. You're not seeing public defenders. You're not seeing civil rights lawyers. You are seeing white shoe law firm lawyers, corporate lawyers, and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Are there any that stick out to you that are controversial?
Certainly. So just this month, the Senate confirmed Sarah Pitlick, who is a very controversial figure, who spent a lot of her earlier career opposing not only abortion in court, but also in vitro fertilization, fertility treatments, under the theory that embryos are human beings. She believes that they should have their own constitutional rights, and yet she was still confirmed.
This has been the talk for quite some time, that this is the strategy of the Trump administration to take over the courts. Can you remind us how long these judges will serve and how big of an impact they are likely to have?
Yes, of course. So these judges will serve for life. These are lifetime appointments, unless they're impeached, which I can assure you they will not be. Barring some extreme unforeseen circumstances, they will be there for as long as they wish, probably through the 2050s and 2060s. A lot of these judges are very young, many in their 30s and early 40s. And the fact that Trump has appointed more than a quarter of all appellate judges on the federal bench tells you all you need to know about how his legacy will survive. The vast majority of federal cases end at the appellate level in these intermediate circuit courts. A huge number of them will be decided by Trump's nominees, so they will effectively have the last say on the law in many cases.
We mentioned that the president has appointed around a fifth of all district court judges, in addition to the two Supreme Court justices you laid out. Is this really unusual for a president?
Absolutely. This is a record pace. Nothing like this has occurred in history, actually. Trump has appointed almost as many judges in less than 3 years as Obama did in 8 years. This is just a confluence of factors here. The abolition of the filibuster for judicial nominees, the incredible pace at which the White House has been nominating them, and Mitch McConnell's procedural genius for creating these packages, getting them to the floor, and getting them through, even on squeaker votes where it's 51-49, McConnell's able to secure those confirmations and move on to the next one.
Mark Joseph Stern covers courts and the law for Slate. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me on.